Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 13th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
Who needs sleep? Well, who needs sleep? Who needs sleep when you've got this kind of nonsense going on in the Big Brother house? I'm good. I'm tired. I have my coffee and I have a lot of thoughts. So we might as well just rip into it because it's going to be a minute, this one.
Yes. So Kyland was told last night that the nominations are going to be very early today. So there's quite a lot to get through here on today's update. We are, of course, here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. And man, yesterday is kind of like hours ago and also right now. So it hasn't really stopped, but we're going to get through it. It was day 37 in the house. And what a day. What a packed day of information here, Puya.
Truly. I mean, I feel like you know, we've had a couple seasons now where the Thursday was useless, made the Friday updates stale. It was like, justice for Puya. Give him a longer one. Give him one with details. And BB23 said, hey, you wanted that? Now here you go. Double stack. Do it. It was a lot of stuff that went down yesterday. Like, stuff happened beforehand. Then this comp happens. Then stuff happened afterwards. And then, like you said, because of the early nominations today, they're already awake, wheeling and dealing on a Friday morning. So it's, I'm tired. It's a lot. It's a lot.
All right. Well, let's get through it then. Let's talk through what's happening here on the live feeds. We started the day yesterday. Christian was still in the house and he was doing his best to fight all the way until the bell rang. He pitched to Derek some more. He pitched to a few others. Obviously it did not, land, but he was trying. Sarah Beth also noticed that Christian was still pitching. She went and did some counter pitches. She noticed that Christian was talking to Derek. And so she went to Derek after and she was like, I know you're probably still like not down to keep him, but just in case, you know that like I'm better for your game for these reasons, which I appreciated as well. Importantly though, Sarah Beth did mention to Derek that she is a little bit concerned. One of the reasons why is that she feels like Tiffany's been very distant lately. She's felt like she's not really that sure that she's got Tiffany. Derek tells her, don't worry. You've got Tiffany. Everything's fine. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Ultimately, my big takeaway here is, and I think you tweeted this yesterday, respect to the hustle with Christian. He really, you know, put his back into it, really tried to change the tide. Ultimately, not much going on there. As far as Tiffany and the distance, it's Tiffany. So we know that she has the capabilities to potentially fix that ship, and she is able to make that start happening later in the night. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We will have an exit interview up with Christian, at some point, I imagine soon. So you can keep an eye out for that. I was impressed with Christian in the interview. I'll say that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I feel like the house guest before him left a lot to be desired and put the standard low, but I imagine he kind of knows what he's talking about. So we'll give him that.
Yeah. We also uncovered the true meaning of girly girl.
Oh, thank you. Because I needed that. I was like, I don't think that's a good sign, bro. Like, I don't think you being called the girly girl is going to be what you want it to be. But if maybe it is. We'll
okay, out. It is up. Okay, good to know. So the exit interview is up now, so you can listen to it or watch it right after this podcast if you are interested. Another thing that happened yesterday before the feeds cut for the eviction, Tiffany, Hannah, Claire, and Derek got together, and they were sort of frantically planning. I imagine this, they mentioned this was essentially in preparation for a double eviction, that they needed to make sure that the plan was locked in place. And this is likely what they would have gone through with if they had won on a normal week as well. They agree the plan is going to be Sarah Beth and Kylan on the block with Sarah Beth as the target. Now, this is again Tiffany, Hannah, Claire, and Derek. Derek obviously cannot play, but Tiffany, Hannah, and Claire all agree that they would nominate Sarah Beth and Kylan. Derek, not super into this idea. He's like, but what if Kylan leaves? Would we really have the votes? Yeah, we'd have the votes. Don't worry about it. Is Sarah Beth really that threatening, though? I mean, is she? Yeah, she is. Sorry, Derek, but you don't matter. You can't compete.
Yeah, you just got, at that point, you just got to take what they're giving you and deal with it. Yeah, so obviously when this started happening, when this buildup starts happening before the episode, I thought, well, it really could be an easy week where if the person who's HOH is not going to keep Sarah Beth safe, I think this is a foregone week. This might be a boring week. It won't be a boring week. Let's just say that.
All right. Derek talks to Hannah afterward. He's like, are we really doing these nominations? She says, yes, it's what makes the most sense. Derek is still not convinced. He talks to Claire later, and asks her about these nominations. And Claire agrees, actually, might not be the best move. The people that she's been thinking about, Big D and Xavier. Those are people that she might actually nominate if she were to win. Derek agrees that those would be great nominations. That's a very good move. And again, these two should really be working a lot more closely together.
Yeah, if these two compared more notes, solidified themselves together, they would have a lot more going for them. Whereas right now, obviously, like we heard with that discussion and the deliberation, what they should put up, that plan does not behoove them the best. So ultimately, they got to see that writing on the wall.
All right. So we eventually get to the eviction where, of course, we saw Christian was evicted in a 7-2 vote. And then we got to the HOH competition, and it was a knockout competition that Kylan was the winner of. So Kylan, our new HOH, but there was some drama with how this went down. So piecing this together, pretty early in the competition, Brittany put Kylan up against Sarah Beth in the knockout competition. Kylan was like, what the hell? Wasn't it supposed to be Alyssa and Xavier? I thought they were the big targets. I thought Alyssa was the big target. So Kylan then put up Azza and Brittany, as like, okay, well, Brittany's coming for me. Clearly I need to go after Azza and Brittany. Then Azza continued to not put up any kings. And he was like, still no Xavier or Alyssa. Okay. And Kylan ends up continuing to pick Azza for the knockout, for perception's sake, I guess. And then they get down to the end of this competition, and Xavier throws it to Tiffany. They have been talking about this while they're sitting, that that Tiffany is going to win this competition and that Xavier and Kylan are going to throw it. Azza had asked Kylan to throw it to her, and he did not. So Xavier throws it to Tiffany. Tiffany goes up against Kylan and then buzzes in with the wrong answer as he sits there waiting for her to win. And Kylan ends up winning the competition. And so this is quite messy here. Azza is pissed because she's feeling like, why didn't Kylan throw it to me? Why is he picking me? Why did Kylan win in the first place? Tiffany is pissed because she lost, and now Kylan's the HOH. This is worst case scenario. Sarah Beth isn't going to go home again, and she might have to lose Claire now. And she told Xavier to throw it to her, and then she lost to Kylan. If she hadn't gotten Xavier to throw it to her, then maybe Xavier would have won and she would be in a better position. She more easily control Xavier's HOH. And she's upset about it. And it's all over the place here.
It's complete chaos. And here's the sad part. Doesn't sound like anyone celebrated Kylan winning. Kylan got like the worst of the worst because he wins it. No one really gives him a reaction. We hear later potentially that this has to do with Tiffany's very big reaction to losing and her frustration, which she has mentioned a couple of times. It's not, she's not mad at him. She's mad at herself for getting the answer wrong is really what it is. But this is the type of comp we like this one, right? A lot gets put in there. A lot of drama happens in it now. Like, if your alliance mate wins and you are upset, that is entertainment, folks. So that is something to keep an eye out for, because it definitely sounds like it's painting the direction of the week already.
Mm-hmm. So Alyssa's also pretty upset. Kylan winning is not great in her eyes. That now probably himself, Sarah Beth, and Derek X all safe this week. That's not what she wants. Kylan is going to talk to the cameras. He's kind of annoyed at Azza for not picking the Kings in the competition. Kylan says to the cameras that the 6 plus Derek X will be safe this week. He has no intention of sending any of them home. He says that Brittany is probably freaking out. She chose him to play in that knockout competition, but he probably won't nominate her. He thinks that Derek X will end up getting one of these powers that was mentioned. And he's going to have his conversations tonight, because nominations are going to be early tomorrow morning. So that's going to impact his decision making, his process here. And it certainly impacts this update. Just to quickly reset about these powers, just so you guys are aware, last night during the episode, Julie announced that the High Roller Room is going to be open, that America will be text voting for their favorite players, and the top 3 vote getters will receive 100 BB bucks. The next 3, the top 6, will receive top 3 will receive $100. 4th, 5th, and 6th place will receive $75, and then the other 5 players, the bottom 5, will receive $50. They will then use these BB bucks to compete, gamble, we're not entirely sure, they're not entirely sure, for some powers. They don't know exactly how it works. However, they did mention that they seem to think it's something to do with a game of skill, a game of chance, and something or other. I don't remember the third one. They still don't know exactly what that means. They also don't know how the structure will work, whether it's that you can only compete for one, or if you can compete for all 3 or whatever it is. They are likely going to find out very soon, probably, not far off of when this update ends. So we'll have more information for you likely tomorrow, not only on the structure, but also on who ends up winning the money and who ends up, hopefully we know who wins the power. We'll get some kind of idea. I think most of these people are camera talkers and they'll probably let us know, even if it is a secret otherwise. That's the power stuff is set up there. It's not going to impact today's plans too much, but it is a topic of conversation over the night.
Yeah, I'm actually intrigued. I stupidly during the episode thought that only three people were getting money, and I thought, well, this is ridiculous. And like now there's a big tar, but like everyone's getting money. It does add a little bit of intrigue to me. So wait, let me get one clarifying question out here. The noms, based on what Kylan said, are 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m. his time, meaning it's what, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Is this High Roller's room opening before the noms or no?
Because I would say no. I mean, that's 2 hours from now. So I would say this is going to happen after nominations.
Okay. That is interesting. That is interesting. Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking at. Derek is going to talk to Hannah. He is hoping that Kylan is not going to waste this HOH and that he takes a shot at Alyssa. That is Derek's preference at this time. Big D is going to talk to Kylan. He lets him know that Tiffany seems pretty upset. Azza's pissed. They talk through some of the options that they've got or that Kylan's got. Kylan says he is pretty sure he wants to put Claire up on the block, but he's not quite sure who he wants to put up next to her. Maybe Tiffany, but he needs to talk to her, but maybe Tiffany. Big D's like, what about Sarah Beth? And Kylan says he would consider it. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. So this was an interesting thing for me. So Sarah Beth is like, maybe possible he might put her up, but I think we all know he would rather not do that. It's with Kylan winning and him mentioning the whole, like, the six are good, DX is good, we believe Sarah Beth is good. That leaves him three options, Brittany, Claire, and Alyssa. And he says that Brittany should be panicking, but he probably won't put her up. This is, again, early in the night. So that really left Alyssa and Claire up as possible people to go after. Now, Alyssa, obviously, off the heels of losing Christian, they had already talked about going after potentially some people had. So it makes sense that that's going to be the main name pushed. Claire is the one that not everyone's going to be keen on. So it's very interesting because also we've seen Kylan in action before as an HOH. We've seen how regimented his program is, where he gets times, he gets people one-on-one. But right now, this might be even more of a time crunch for him than when the wildcard comp was going on. So it's going to be very interesting to follow the thread of how does this go about? What causes the targets to potentially change? Because it's not 100% solid who's going to touch the block from him at this point.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany is going to talk a bit with Azza as they both kind of bond over their shared distaste of Kylan in this moment, which is always they can always come together to be upset with somebody else, which is nice. Kylan then talks to Tiffany and he explains what happened in the competition. He did try to throw the competition to her. He did not answer. He did not even know the answer, he says. And so he just let her. He assumed win, but then she didn't. He brings up how, okay, so what are the plans for the week? You know, we did talk about Claire and Sarah Beth basically being interchangeable, the order in which they go home, whatever. So, you know, Tiffany says, look, if Claire has to go, Claire has to go. That's fine. Like she's not going to fight it. So Claire still seems to be the preferred target at this time.
Yes. So at this time, that seems to be the case. Tiffany seems to be okay with it based on what she's preliminarily saying, which is interesting because we've discussed this a couple of weeks ago where in Tiffany's grand plan, Claire was going to be the first to go in jury. And now, while I feel like stuff has changed, the tides have come and gone, she's mentioning this to people at the very least. Do I 100% believe it? No. But I also think Tiffany's not going to be someone who's going to put her neck out there and spend game capital to potentially save someone the way other people may have done this last week with trying to save Christian, trying to save SB.
Mm-hmm. So they then go on to talk about the relationship between the two of them, that it seems to have deteriorated a bit. She says that she feels like he's been distant. And he says that he feels that she's been distant. He says that in the last few weeks, he's gone into rooms. He's gone up to her. He's given her openings to start talking with him. And she doesn't. Other people talk to him. She talks to other people, but she just never seems to open up to him. and it's been concerning. And she says that she has been kind of feeling, you know, a certain way about his closeness to Sarah Beth. And he says, well, see, that's the thing. I feel like I was tasked to get close to Sarah Beth and now I'm being punished for it. And she says, well, that's not exactly it. She says, look, you need to stop giving me space. I ask for space once and you go to outer space. You take it way too far. So I feel like this is just a miscommunication. We're both at fault. He's like, okay. And they kind of come to a tentative conclusion to this, that they're going to work on this a little bit.
Yeah. For now, the connect seems to be beginning to reconnect. Final confirmation, not there yet. But this is, again, a good step in the right direction, especially with the jury phase starting. Trying to fix this helps them big time in the long run, especially because where there's only 11 people now. So they might have to start taking out each other's, you know, side alliances. So this is a step, again, step in the right direction, but it's not 100% fixed, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, Kyland, after this conversation, goes F. to the cameras. Whatever it is in this conversation, it has shifted some things within him. He then talks to Alyssa. They clear the air a little. She lies about never having a reason to go after Kyland. He says that he doesn't want to say anyone's safe, but he doesn't think that he would put her up this week. So she doesn't have to worry too much. Xavier is going to have some, he's going to talk to the camera, or not talk to the cameras, but he's going to have like sort of a moment where he sort of cries a little bit about Christian. He feels really bad. It's first Whitney, now Christian. People keep trusting him and then going home, and he's not doing anything to save them.
Yeah, there was a bit of guilt from Xavier where he started having to, you know, he started feeling emotional about this. Then he started having to build himself back up and citing, you know, he's like, you're doing this for Davon, for David, for Swaggy, like people who would love to be in the position you're in to get to where you are, and don't be hard on yourself, which I loved seeing Xavier have this moment. Where it's very clear that he's been thinking about what this might look like. And then a couple other people talked about how this might look like on the outside and what they've been doing. And they're basically, it's one of those things where it's like he needs a recharge of remembering that you need to do this for your game. It's all good. Don't worry about it. But he can't help himself, especially because, like you mentioned, Xavier is someone that a lot of people that have gone out were putting trust into him. Whitney put trust into him. Christian put trust into him. And he kind of accepts in that moment to himself that he let them go. He didn't really fight for them the way he thinks he could have fought for them. So there's a little bit of guilt there.
Yeah. He goes to Tiffany and he says, I can vent to you about this. Is what we're doing right? Like, is this the right thing? Like, I keep thinking about, like, how are people going to feel when they get out and they find out what's been going on and why? Like, how are they going to feel about this? And Tiffany's like, no, I get that. Like, I've been questioning that myself. Like, I don't want people to go home and feel like they never had a chance. And it's like, you know, the implication of never had a chance because they weren't, because they were white or not black, essentially. Mm-hmm. Not a part of the alliance, never could have been part of the alliance. You know, she's like, it's a genuine concern, and it's an interesting conversation, because, you know, I think that it's a situation where they find themselves, you know, in a position where they're used to supporting one another because they need to. And now all of a sudden they have the power. They are in charge. And they're like, wait, now what do we do? Is this still right? Is this still the right thing? And they're not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, this is something we've seen outside on the outside here, where there are people, you know, specifically in the Big Brother casual group, who have these opinions that this is the worst thing that's happened, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, ultimately, and that's why X to himself is like, you're doing this for Davon, you're doing this for Dave. Like, no one else has had this opportunity in the history of Big Brother where there was this many people who can look out for each other and protect each other. This is literally the inverse of a Big Brother 21 situation where the people were left to themselves and were ostracized and were kicked out one by one by one, the Ovies, the Kemis, the Davids. So like, it was, you know, it's the inverse, and they're feeling guilty for having this opportunity again, because they do not want other people to feel like this was always a foregone conclusion, right? And I think that's ultimately what it is. It's like, oh, no matter what you could have said or done, it was never going to happen. And I think Tiffany is someone who kind of illustrates this as well, where she voices that, well, I'm with this group, but then I'm so close to people outside this group, and I don't know which way to go. It is a very, very big conversation that's greater than this game, that I believe will continue to be had once the season's long gone as well. It was a good sight to see. I like seeing these kinds of discussions. I like, you know, learning more about these kinds of things. So I was very happy to see it on my screen last night.
Mm-hmm. So they move on to talk about like who Kylan might target. It's pretty clear that Xavier is cool with a Claire target. Tiffany does, though, try to paint a target on Brittany here, talking about how, like, I didn't realize how much that girl acts. Did you know that she knew about the backdoor plan all along last week? She knew from get-go. When she was nominated, she was acting surprised and upset, but she knew she was acting that whole time. It's just, you know, food for thought. This is really, I think, this is a real test of Tiffany's game right now, because she's really been trying to juggle so many things that are not ideal for her game, but that she feels obligated to juggle. And it's put her in a very tricky spot. And the Kylan HOH really was another big blow to what she wanted to do. Now Kylan wants to target Claire, and she's in a position where losing Claire is a huge, huge knock on her game. It would really, really be bad for the amount of influence that she has in the game. Especially as we continue to leave Azza and Big D and other people in this game who are not the biggest Tiffany fans. The big question here is, can Tiffany either save Claire and get the target onto somebody else, or is she good enough to reposition yet again and find her way back in with Azza, as she seemed to be bonding with that night? Can she get back in with Big D? Can she get back in with Kylan? Can she resituate herself within the cookout so that she doesn't need Claire anymore? I think that's a somewhat viable option, but again, not the optimal one, but something that she might be able to do. Although clearly option one, save Claire, would be much more effective. And we're really going to have to see what kind of chops she has this week, because it's going to be a big task.
Yeah, and I think that's what's changed from in between the last time when she made the big plan where Claire was the first one to leave in the jury phase versus now. A lot of conversation, even in the last 2-3 days, where it might seem to Tiffany that she may not have as much control as she had when she initially made those decisions, because a lot of people, again, people are playing self-interested, people are playing differently, people are reading things differently, interpreting things differently. And I think that by her mentioning this Britney thing, by her acting cool about Claire going, she's not trying to push anything right now out loud. She's trying to assess the field, see if she can still, you know, maintain the Claire. Because I think she wants to, in my opinion, I think Tiffany will like to not lose Claire this week, regardless of what she has said a couple weeks ago. And I think that she's going to try and do it subtly, but also the important mission of last night for Tiffany was, let me reconnect all these ties that might have been a little bit severed in the last couple of weeks. We saw that initially in the night with Azza. We're seeing that with Kylan later. So ultimately, I think she's taking the right precautions for what could be to come. And it, dare I say, I think it's working.
We'll have to see. So Brittany is going to talk with Kylan. She explains what happened in the competition. She says she didn't pick Alyssa. She didn't want Alyssa to know that she was targeting her. And she felt like Kylan would be essentially be more understanding. And he believes it. He says later, he's like, he's fine with that. He's not upset with Brittany at all. It was just why he decided to go with his decisions in the competition, which Azza later is not going to be very understanding of. Derek talks to Tiffany. He says, Tiffany, look, you got to get your emotions in check. Yeah, you're starting to show people that you don't like them. Sarah Beth came up to me earlier today and she said that she's noticed that you've been distant and that's not good for your game. You need to get this in check. And Tiffany was like, thank you. And she goes to Sarah Beth and she says, look, I apologize that I've been distant. There was this whole thing where Sarah Beth is doing one-on-ones and Tiffany didn't do a one-on-one and it was kind of a weird, awkward situation. And she says that Tiffany says, I've just been frustrated with, you know, other people in this game and it got to me and it came off on you and I'm sorry about that. And Sarah Beth says, I appreciate that. I've been paranoid. I was on the block. Like I'm not, you know, without fault here either. And they say they're all good.
I love this from Baby D, aka Derek X, who Derek X brings up, well, you know, after the veto competition, when I gave up the 5K, you came up to me and you said, you got to keep your emotions in check right now. So I'm doing the same to you. I love that he reciprocated that. And I love that she took it well and it actually helped adjust the situation. Very big fan of these two, especially when they have conversations like this.
Mm-hmm. Derek is also going to talk with Claire and they talk about how, you notice how nobody picked X in this competition. Not a single, he wasn't chosen until the very end. They had just been talking about targeting X and now they're noticing that nobody was picking him and he's super dangerous. Should we pitch this to Kylan? Derek's not sure he'd go for it, but it's something to think about, this X situation.
Yes, and you know, they've also talked about it'll say a lot if X doesn't touch the block potentially. That might say how close the two of them are. So it's like, obviously, they know there's some kind of connection there. They don't know how serious it is, but this has got them a little bit shook, especially when you look at how many people were going after each other in this specific instance of this elimination comp where Kylan's putting up Azza. Azza's doing this. And like X just sits there in the coveted spot of, I'm going to chill to like the final four people and then maybe have a chance to win it. They're definitely concerned. And again, to go back to what we said earlier, if these two put their heads together more, they can start making some damage in this house. But this is all you're getting for now.
Mm-hmm. Brittany's going to talk to Kylan again. She offers him a deal that if she doesn't touch the block this week, she's willing to not go after him for a couple of weeks. And then she'll tell him about the BB bucks that she receives and any powers that come from it. Kylan says that he does not think that she would go up. So, it's, you know, something to think about.
Yeah, my favorite part of this was him saying to her, I don't feel you have a high percentage of going up as you think. And then she says, I didn't think I did. And he's like, I think you should have thought you did. He's like, I would like for you to shake a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Brittany's deal pretty much is, you know, maybe you consider, you find it in your heart, I've been up three times, you don't do that. And then in exchange, I won't put you up two, maybe three, if you want three times, 3 weeks. And then also, if you can tell me how much money you got, and I'll tell you how much money I got. I was like, okay, Brittany's doing the most here. But Kylan, from the beginning, for whatever reason, has said, I don't think she needs to panic as much. So my question to you real quick, Taryn, is why would Kylan not? Kylan already has such limited options. Are we literally discussed the six plus DX, potentially plus SB. That leaves three people, Claire, Alyssa, and Brittany. Why is he so adamant on not going and putting Brittany on the block? What's the reason here?
I mean, I think he is still willing to put Brittany on the block, but I think yes. that he feels like, you know, he's put Brittany up on the block once before and that did not go well. He probably does not want to have to go through that again. If he puts her up a second time, and here's the thing, she's not likely to be the one to go home. She's again, probably going to be a pawn. And now she's shown that she's capable of winning competitions. He's now put her up twice, and she's the one that's going to be sticking around probably until around seven. That's not where he would ideally want to be, I think. So I think that he is thinking not the ideal thing. Plus, it would piss off Azza and Big D even more. But I think his head is all over the place at this point. I mean, I think he's thinking through many different things. And, again, he didn't really get to do the same structure that he used in his first HOH. He's having to have these conversations on the fly. He was very structured the first time because he was worried that he would overpromise and would say things that he didn't want to say. And I think he's doing exactly that when he's talking to Alyssa and Brittany, already kind of like, well, I don't think I would target you, but and then he's having to be like, but wait, maybe I, crap, what did I do? I think the early nominations here are hurting his reign a bit.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with that, because ultimately for me, once you've broken a suit and you've put someone up, I think putting them back up again, there's no love lost there that you could potentially gain. I think you're fine to do that because we've seen how people react when they are nominated for the first time. Like once people touch that chair, it changes them a little bit. And given how many people that have gotten to the jury phase have not touched the block, I feel like Brittany should be the very easy, well, I'm just going to throw you up there as a pawn. Don't worry about it. But I could, again, I've seen how Kylan operates. I've seen how, you know, he takes his time to think stuff through and needs that time to articulate. So given that there's a time crunch here, he's already playing it from a difficult angle. So we'll allow him for now. Again, like you said, also, he has not said that she is off limits for the block. He just said that she shouldn't probably panic all that much.
Mm-hmm. Kylan is going to talk with Azza, this does not go well. Azza is very upset with him. She wants to know why he kept picking her in the HOH competition. She wants to know why, when she asked him to throw the competition to her, he did not. Why didn't he throw the competition to her? Why did he keep picking her in the competition? He tries to explain that because Brittany put him up, it only made sense for him to put Brittany up with her closest allies. Obviously, that means Azza. She's like, well, why not Big D? He's like, well, I know Big D really wanted to win this one. So I picked you. She's not really having this. She's later going to describe this as like, he only speaks in like Tony Robbins, like how to be successful in 90 days, cliches.
90 day cliches, man.
I was like, yeah. I don't want to hear about Brittany. I want to hear about me.
Well, it's the different styles that they operate with, right? So Kylan's very matter of fact, like, hey, so this is why, transactionally speaking, I was put up by someone who is close to you. So I put up someone who is close to her back, that being you. It's nothing against you. Obviously, like, you're good with me. But Azza's like, that hurt my feelings, man. Like, we were together. You're supposed to be working with me. You're supposed to not put me up. And this back and forth isn't healthy at all, because it's getting increasingly more awkward. Because as Azza's putting some emotion on him and being like, I feel slighted, he's getting defensive a little bit. And he's like, well, I'm not going to discuss accusations that I haven't done. I'm not going to let you say accusations that aren't true. And this is a fun conversation. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yes. It really does not go well. She says, you know, why were not supposed to win. We were supposed to go after Sarah Beth. He's like, what? I thought we were going after Azza. She's like, no, Sarah Beth is supposed to go home and she's not going to go home. And that's not cool. And he's like, I did try to throw it. It just does not go well. It's going to continue to be an issue here. And this is very bad for Kylan, considering that he had just a couple of nights ago been trying to move in on Azza. Now that appears to be a path that at least in this moment is closed off.
Yeah, and I think this is a good indicator of how under pressure these house guests feel during these knockout comps. Think about how many plans were in place and think about how many people are upset with the outcome based on the decisions that were made on the fly of who to put up in this competition. Because I think now Kylan's going to have to break his back to fix this Azza relationship. I think this is definitely going to have long game implications between Azza and Kylan. So we'll see where it goes from here. So far, not in a great spot.
Mm-hmm. I do apologize as well, there are lots of conversations happening at this exact moment, literally right now. The Kylan's is having morning meetings.
Like 11:49 a.m. Yes.
Yeah. I am trying to, in order to give you the best and most accurate picture at the end of this update, I am trying to keep an eye on that as well. Azza and Kylan, Not great conversation. Azza then talks to Big D afterwards. She's still very upset about this. She says she just wanted a good explanation of why, after she asked him to throw the competition, he didn't throw the competition. And he starts talking about Brittany. Why is he talking about Brittany? I don't care about Brittany. Big D says that, okay, well, he'll ask Kylan what's up, and he'll make sure that Kylan is willing to put up Sarah Beth. He says he'll say to Kylan, you can have Sarah Beth or Derek X. Pick one.
You cannot both, and that's really the bottom line of it. Yeah. I feel like I saw a side of Kai that I hadn't seen before in this conversation, and I don't know what has caused this, but again, it comes to show when you get picked out of the blue right out the gate, that might change your whole outlook on everything during the knockout comp. And that's exactly what happened to Kylan. And this is why you don't make promises for the knockout comp, though, folks. This is why, and not specifically the knockout comp, but when he's promising that he'll throw it to Azza
She was upset because she asked him to throw it and other people agreed, and he kind of hemmed and hawed, like he didn't want to throw it to
he
her.
Was not committal.
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, that makes it worse. Yeah, okay, there we go.
And like X did his part, he threw it like he was supposed to, but Kylan didn't. And then she, I think, only later found out that Kylan did try to throw it to Tiffany, but then was still upset about the fact that he picked her to play. And he tried to say, well, it was because of perception in the house. If Brittany picked me, it didn't make sense for me to not pick Brittany and somebody who she was close to. But the explanation was not a good enough explanation it's this situation where Azza keeps running into these situations. She is a player. She is somebody, again, we've talked about this. She is a lot more about like the collective. She is a lot more about the group. And so from her perspective, you do things for other people do things for you. That's a very natural thing. Making a selfish decision is less acceptable, I think, in her eyes than it is in a more individualistic, from a more individualistic viewpoint. At least this is my sort of theory on it, right? Kylan doing that and having logical reasons for why he did that, it's not good enough for Azza. She wants to feel supported. She wants to feel like she's part of the team and that the team is working together collectively. And so she runs into these issues with Tiffany because of that. She's now running into issues with Kylan because of it. And she's in a house of, unfortunately for her, not collectivist, people. She's in a house of very individualistic players who are very logical players who want to play the game very hard for themselves for the most part. And the personality clashes here are very difficult, I think, for her. Ultimately she'd certainly, I think, get along with different casts a lot better.
Yeah, and like I've been in that position that Azza's in, where someone's facts feel like they're invalidating my feelings, my personal feelings. It's like, listen, you can say the facts are this and that and whatever, but they still can hurt my feelings, and I'm still allowed to feel hurt by them. It doesn't mean just because it was the right thing, you're not allowed to be upset about it. Like, I'm still allowed to be upset about it. Shout out Liana. She knows what I'm talking about. It's one of those things where it's like, I've felt how Azza feels. I feel her in this moment, but I also recognize that to Kylan, in the middle of a high stakes game, if he feels like there's now danger on him, he's just immediately going to retaliate to fix that danger that was coming after him the way he's seeing it in the moment. So I can see it from both sides. Obviously, within a game like this, one side is probably better for game, and that is the more logical side. But then the emotions are not invalid whatsoever. You are 100% allowed to feel the way you're feeling, Azza.
I've been there. So we then got Kylan and Claire talked. We didn't catch some of this, but she's essentially asking him, how can I help you, Kylan? Who do we want up? Who do we want out? I can help. I'll vote out whoever you want. How do we make it happen? This is a great approach, of course. They're supposedly allies, and she does a pretty good job in this conversation. I think they run through the difficulty of the week. They speculate about the twist, he says that he doesn't really feel like he has any useful thoughts right now, but she is whatever I can do to help, essentially. I do think this conversation goes pretty well. She doesn't get a lot from it. But I do think that Kylan comes away from this conversation feeling like, do I want to nominate Claire right now? He's, I think, a little bit less sure.
Yeah. And I don't blame him, right? I mean, ultimately, you compare the two HOH reigns he's had, right? The first one, relatively open. You know which direction he's going to go. He has full, not only backing of the house, but also reason to put up the person who put him up on the block the week prior. Here, it's a little bit more difficult. Here, again, he's navigating multiple aspects of the game. He's playing individual. He's got to think of his own game. He still also has a collective in the cookout. He has a pairing with SB, he has a pairing with Derek X. There is a lot of different angles that he has to consider, and he doesn't have the time to think about it fully. So any little conversation can straight up just make you question yourself. And I think in this instance, even by not giving a lot, even by Claire not giving him a lot, she still speaks in such a way that he, can feel like there's work there. I can still, if you're agreeable, it's hard to put you up for no reason. So I definitely understand the struggles of Kylan. Also, I just want to put this out there. Those of you who might be asking, you have 4 minutes to vote if you're still voting in this BB Bucks thing. So get your votes in now.
Yes. Just to give you a preview of what it's looking like this morning, despite what goes on for the rest of the night, it is currently looking like Claire and Big D will be touching the block in just about an hour or so.
Okay. Yeah. This news to me. All right, cool. okay. All right.
So we'll try to get there. Once the vote close, I will also try to give you an update on the poll that I put out on Twitter as well, which will be closing with the vote closing, to see where we might think these bucks will go. So Kylan goes to Tiffany after Claire, after the conversation with Claire. She says, look, I think it was best for you to have won this. I've been emotional over the last few days. Derek talked to me and he's right. I've been too emotional. You're more focused. You're a better leader, Kylan. I just think that this is for the best. Have you talked to Azza? How did it go? Not great. didn't go great. She's like, yeah, now you know what I've been going through. And he's like, you know, I kind of do. She says, I've been thinking about this whole miscommunication thing. I think that you're right. I think that like, I've realized now that you still have trust in me and I feel bad. And they hug. This is good work from Tiffany.
Very good work from Tiffany. Not only was she able to open up to Kylan and, you know, speak to him from a angle of, I understand you, but then also they share the common connection of, you know, I've been frustrated by Azza. You've been frustrated by Azza. Twinsies. We've got that going on now. This is perfect. And it's wild to think that, you know, maybe Derek X's just one line of got to get your emotions in check really brings us here. No, I love this conversation. I love seeing them reconnect. And now after this conversation, I feel better about the connect reconnecting than I did earlier in the night when they were patching things up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Kylan then talks to Hannah. And this is a pretty big conversation here. Hannah asks, she's asking like, look, this dynamic that's happening between the six, like, is this going to be an issue moving forward? These players are very emotional. He says he thinks that it can still work. He's not sure. So she says, okay, well, let's talk through this quickly. She keeps saying like, we'll get this over with quickly. This is like a super long conversation. She says, well, obviously Sarah Beth is not going home this week. He says, maybe. She gives him a look at Kylan. He says, maybe. He's like, Kylan, for jury management, it makes no sense. You're not going to send Sarah Beth out. He's like, she says, I don't think you're going to send Derek X home, right? He says, honestly, I'd send Sarah Beth home before I send Derek X home. She's like, okay, well, that leaves you with three options. Claire, who's only said Big D's name, but she has said Big D's name. Then you have Brittany. Then the feeds cut. Thanks, feeds. They cut to Big D yelling over the balcony about nonsense. when they eventually come back, they've stopped that conversation. Now they're talking through the powers. And she says that she thinks that through within the cookout, Big D and Xavier have the best chance of getting the $100. Kylan thinks that the top three will be Brittany, Alyssa, and Derek X. Hannah disagrees. She thinks it's going to be Brittany, Alyssa, and Xavier. Not Derek X. She thinks that Xavier has to be the master of the DR because he's always in the DR, which is not a bad call. However, Xavier has been, as he described it. Now, Xavier also thinks that Derek X will not be in the top three. Xavier thinks it will be like Alyssa, who he says, Alyssa, she was in America's Showmance. He thinks that, I think Brittany and maybe Big D, I don't remember who these other ones were, but he was like, I've been trashing Derek X in the diary rooms all week. There's no way he's going to make top three.
Oh my God. Can we quickly talk about the fact that a lot of the thinking that it's Alyssa, not just the Showmance thing, but also because her business partner has what, 2 million followers? And I think that's inside and outside, it seems like people are talking about this. It feels like.
Yes, that was something that I think a couple of people brought up in the house, that Alyssa has mentioned that her business partner has two millions of followers. Like Ariana Grande levels of followers. And that means that's one of the reasons why certainly she's going to be getting lots of money, lots of BB bucks, as well as the fact that they just generally think that she's going to be likable. And again, the America Showmance and whatnot.
Right, right.
So, the reality here, I think if anything, Derek X, likely the favorite, Xavier saying that he wants to go after Derek X, may be what keeps him out of the top six, as people will not want him to use a power to take out Derek X. We will see on that one. Lots of speculation, lots of guesses as to who the top three will be. I have not heard anyone in the house guess what will be, I think, probably correct.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I guess this is a good time to talk through this. The voting is now closed. Yes. And I will give this one more refresh for the poll that I put out. So this is about 3,600 votes here in this poll. Obviously not a super large sample size in comparison to what there will likely be for the actual TV show, but not a completely insignificant sample size. Derek X still massive leader here, about 58% of the votes, where he is in the lead. Last night, Hannah was in second place. This morning, after the voting has closed, Claire has actually crept into second place with 35% of the vote. This is likely because she's in some danger this week, and again. Yeah. This is also a Rob is a podcast poll. They tend to, or at least it's a me poll as part of Rob is a podcast. And people, I think, who follow me and Rob is a podcast tend to like, super fans. They tend to like people who are part of the community in some way. So she is likely going to be overrepresented in this poll. However, there's still a chance that the amount of, even if it's a small portion of the fan base, the amount of the fan base that is going to perhaps only be voting for Claire could theoretically at least get her into the top six, since she only needs to beat out the bottom five to get there. In third place, Hannah with 28%. She is still up there in the top three. I think that this is a pretty good call in general for the top three. Derek X and Hannah together, it seems to be something that both the hardcore fans and the casual fans seem to be in on. So it would not surprise me if Derek X and Hannah both in the top three. Hannah has not been expecting that, nor has really anybody. Tiffany in fourth place with 25%, only three behind Hannah. She seems to me to be also likely to hit that top three. I think probably, you know, if we say that Claire is likely overrepresented in this poll, what this poll is telling us is that the top three are likely Derek X, Hannah, and Tiffany. I think that sounds pretty right to me.
Yes, I ended up going on an adventure last night. I don't recommend this adventure. I went into the Big Brother Facebook group to see what the casuals were saying. Derek X has complete mass appeal there, and it's because they think he's the only one that's made a big move, and he's not afraid to make big moves. So they're giving him that protection, or it seemed like majority of them were going that way. I will tell you this, a lot of mention of Big D in that group. So take that for what you will. But ultimately, I agree, based on what I've seen on Twitter, Hannah and Tiffany, and then DX with like all the casuals will potentially rally behind him, especially because he doesn't have HOH ability this week. I could see them being the top three. Claire is an interesting one because I do think the tide started turning. I didn't see any mentions of Claire for a minute. And then once it comes out that Claire could be targeted, that's when I started seeing the votes pick up. So I'm keen to see how that tide turning would have helped, if any. But ultimately, like you mentioned, the bottom five are who you need to beat out to at least get a 25 BB buck leg up on the remainder that remain. So I do think Claire could potentially be taking at least one of those like fifth, sixth spots for the 25.
That's an interesting insight there. So when it comes to this poll, there's a huge drop off after Tiffany. Sarah Beth still in fifth place with 8% after Tiffany's 25. So there is at least some online contingent here for Sarah Beth. Did you see any Sarah Beth in the Facebook group?
Not really. I'll tell you that much. Not really at all.
All right. Well, we'll see. Sarah Beth, I think, could definitely creep up in there. I think she has a little bit of a leg up when it comes to the online fan base, at the very least. She has had a presence in the show lately, but it's been a pretty small one overall. So that will be interesting to see. After Sarah Beth, Alyssa with 6% sneaks in here in sixth place on the poll. Alyssa, not impossible to hit into that top six as well. The top six placements, I think, are going to be pretty competitive because there's going to be a few of these spots open. Brittany behind Alyssa at 5.9% and Xavier behind Brittany at 5.59%. Xavier fell over the course of the night pretty far below Alyssa and Brittany. Oh, no, not pretty far, but from above both Alyssa and Brittany to below both Alyssa and Brittany, but very, very tight within that group. So again, I think what we're probably looking at is Derek X, Hannah, and Tiffany with $100. And then competing for those $75 spots, Claire with the online push, Sarah Beth, Alyssa, Brittany, and Xavier. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So two of those people are not going to make it in. If I had to guess amongst those, I really feel like Alyssa may not make the cut here. I don't know that she has enough casual fan base support, nor does she have a ton of online support. Brittany could, I think, have some online support or some casual support based on that veto competition and stuff like that. But that's also a tricky one. So we might look at something like Claire, Sarah Beth, Xavier, Claire, Sarah Beth, Brittany, or maybe Xavier. Maybe Claire doesn't make it in, depending on what happens there. But who knows? We could also be completely off. I mean, these things can go really wild sometimes.
Yeah, and I will say Brittany was like, if you were going to give around a top three for the Facebook group, it was DX, Big D, and Brittany. And I think Brittany at that point would be getting like the underdog points. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I feel relatively comfortable that we at least know who the $100 recipients are going to be.
Mm-hmm. Or at least have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
So
like I bet on it.
Yeah. So she says, so back to Hannah and Kyland. Hannah says to Kyland, maybe you don't want to put Brittany up because if she's going to get a power and take herself down, then it's just more blood on your hands. She says, look, it makes absolutely no sense for you to send Sarah Beth home this week. So that only leaves one person. And she says, I'm not concerned about Alyssa for my own personal game, but I do think she needs to go. And Kylan says, I agree with what you're saying. I see what you're saying and I agree with it. When I was talking to Claire, we actually kind of talked about this a little bit. So it seems like his conversation with Claire pointed him in the direction of Alyssa and away from Claire. Hannah came in and made a similar case and seemed to confirm that direction. And now he is looking at Alyssa a bit more. He says that, he knows who Sarah Beth is going to put up because he talks to her. He knows who Claire's going to put up because he talks to her. But Brittany in the competition put him and Sarah Beth up. And why didn't we get a heads up on that? Why are Azza and Big D slacking in that department? And Hannah says, yeah, I'd feel more comfortable with SB in power than Alyssa because X has only been Alyssa's number one, by default recently. Up until just this week, he's been her number two. So he does not have as much pull with Alyssa as, you know, we might as like Tiffany might with Claire or me with Derek X or you with Sarah Beth. And Big D and Azza clearly don't have as good a hold on Brittany as we do on our pieces. So I think Hannah says that should be the direction that we go in. And so he says, all right, well, let's say we do go after Alyssa this week. What's the order from there? She says, well, I think probably we'd have to take out Derek X first. Still confused about where Hannah's going with this. I mean, she's making a great case to pull things toward Alyssa, which is good for her and it's good for Derek X and all of that. But then she does mention, and she seems to have Like, this seems to be genuine that she wants Derek X gone next week. And the reason is that, if Alyssa and Sarah Beth leave together, then Kyland and Xavier will end up on the block together because they'll be big threats. They won't end up on the block next to their buffer, essentially. Right now, Xavier will be on the block next to Alyssa. Kyland will be on the block next to Sarah Beth. But if both of them are gone, then Kyland and Xavier would both be on the block next to each other, which theoretically makes sense, but is not true at all. Because it wouldn't happen if you look at the actual individuals in this house and you don't think about theory and you think about practice, it wouldn't happen. And it makes no sense for you to give up your best ally in order for that theory, right? So I don't really understand this from Hannah, but Kylan says, I think I'd almost prefer Sarah Beth to go before Derek X. And he says, you know, whatever the thing is that, you know, he says, look, whenever the thing I prefer matches up with what I think makes the most sense, I'm more inclined to question it. Because it's telling me that I may be biased toward, I may be influencing myself in the direction of something that I prefer, and trying to convince myself that it makes sense, essentially saying he tries to avoid confirmation bias by being especially skeptical when things really seem to line up in a way that makes him feel good about it. He tries to not feel good about it.
Yeah, no, I like that because honestly, you know, often in life I've done that where I'm like, well, if I think about it exactly like this, I will convince myself that this is a great idea. And it's hard to take yourself out of that and like look at it from the outside. So I did appreciate this. It's very interesting to me with Hannah, because Hannah wanting DX, like mentioning even that DX should be the one to go next. Ultimately, if I have to think about it, will it hurt Hannah's game? Of course, it's DX. DX is all about Hannah. They have a good relationship. They're good. But then is Hannah going to be in any danger? That's when it gets interesting. Because I think Hannah's still situated pretty good, especially amongst all this inner cookout wars that have been happening, or conflicts, rather, that have been happening. I think Hannah's still in a good spot. So it's intriguing to me where she's going with this. But also, I would like to note, this is very late in the night. So take with that what you will.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer for Hannah to keep Derek X until forever. There's no reason, reason to get rid of Derek, because Derek X will take her to the final two, and she will then probably beat him because of the cookout jury votes. And so if that's her backup plan, that's an amazing backup plan. There's no reason for her to ever let him go. Especially no reason to intentionally put a target on him. But again, we'll see where this goes. I mean, we've seen, here's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, she's using reverse psychology. She's, you know, intentionally trying to make it seem like she wants to take him out in order for people to not take him out or whatever. But I don't agree. I don't think that's what's happening here, in the same way that I don't think it was what was happening with Tiffany and Claire. As we're going to see, Tiffany doesn't want to lose Claire, but was very genuine about losing Claire and being willing to do it, as she is currently willing to do it. And I think the same is true here of Hannah. People are talking about not wanting to target Derek X, and she's like, no, you should, please. This is the reason why you should. It's good for your game to target Derek X. It's a little strange. I think it's because she's a little bit lost in the logic, because the logic doesn't make sense for what she's saying at all. But I think in her mind, it makes sense. And she's kind of fallen in love with the logic. She says that, Kylan says, okay, so if Alyssa's the target, if I put up Alyssa, how do I explain this to Xavier? And she says, well, you can just tell him that Sarah Beth will go after Derek X, so you don't have to worry about Sarah Beth too much. How do you think X would take it if you put up him next to Alyssa? And he's like, I don't think he'd love it. He says, maybe I'd do like Alyssa and Big D. Maybe something like that would make sense. So at this point, it's very clear Alyssa's the target. And now it's just a matter of who goes up next to Alyssa. And it's sounding like not even Claire as a pawn. It's sounding like either Xavier or Big D at this point.
So that's where we are, right? And then you said something completely different
We'll get there.
Happening. So please enlighten me, because this is where I was done. This is where,
unfortunately, not quite yet. There's still some more conversations to happen last night. And I don't have full details from this morning, but it's also like Kai is now like, oh, this has been eye opening. So who knows what's happening on the feeds right now? But Tiffany talks to Azza. She says the tension between you and Kylan is actually good for the six. You should continue to play it up. And Azza's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's real, but yeah, sure, I'll continue to play it up. And Kylan talks to Derek, and Derek also, love this from Derek, opens with, what can I do to help? Kylan says, win this power for me. Derek says, I'll try. Kylan says, so Derek, what do you think? Derek says, what I think is that you're a stud. You killed that competition, Kylan. Kylan goes on to vent about Azza. He says, here's the thing. I don't think that Tiffany handles Azza well, but I am starting to feel like she is in the right when it comes to Azza. Like, this is absurd. Derek asks, okay, what do you think would make for a successful HOH run? Would it be a successful HOH run if you took out a Joker this week? Kylan says, I have no intention of taking out a Joker this week. Kylan says, what do you think would be a successful HOH? And Derek says, I'll be honest with you. The two house targets right now are Sarah Beth and Alyssa. And Kylan says, well, I'm almost thinking like if Sarah Beth leaves this week, then like I won't be. So you're right. Those are the two house targets. So if I took out Alyssa, then I would be up on the block next to Sarah Beth next week because she's a house target. But if I took out Sarah Beth this week, then I wouldn't be up on the block next week next to her. And Derek is like, do not take out Sarah Beth. What the F? If you take out Sarah Beth, I'm getting therapy, bro. like, no. And Kylan's like, okay, thank you. I needed that. And then he goes on to explain to Derek about like confirmation bias. And Derek's like, I get that, but no to Sarah Beth.
Yeah, I mean, and like the other thing is, and this happened a little bit earlier in the night, I think there was a little bit of a shook. People were shook a little bit. So after this Christian and Alyssa kiss happens on the way out, seems like not all of them were privy that this is a showmance that's been going on a little bit. So that kind of put it into perspective for Kylan that, oh, do people think that me and Sarah Beth are a little bit too close because we kind of thought like we have the same relationship they have, but now they were like kissing. So it's definitely something that's playing in his mind. I know this for a fact. He's, you know, he kind of like talked about it a little bit. And I do not recall who in one of these one-on-ones told him, oh, I think it was Alyssa who was like, low-key, like some of us thought that, like some of us saw, like some people saw that as it could be something. So this is definitely something that is on his mind as well. So I think this is where the confirmation bias thing intensifies, because he's got a, you know, he's throwing it out there of like, should I put her up? Like I could put her up. I'm not like closed off to putting her up, and it's not because of ABCD reason. So when DX tells him this, because like you can have confirmation bias be a thing. You can have people tell you, no, you're fine. But it's the people who are closest to you. If they, and they've given it to you straight always, if they give you the answer, then you start realizing, okay, it's not just confirmation bias. This makes sense for me. And I think in this moment, DX was able to do so.
Mm-hmm. So Derek asks, okay, so if Alyssa goes home this week, Derek says, because Kylan's like, well, what would we do next week? And Derek says, honestly, if Alyssa went, like, I might just say F it and take the shot at X next week. Why did nobody pick him in the knockout competition? He says, look, if I'm thinking about it, who is X going to target? I think I'm the target for X, because who else does he have to target? It's going to be me. He definitely threw that competition today. He definitely threw the competition to me. So, should we even... is it worth taking the shot at X this week? And Kylan's kind of like, I think Alyssa's the easiest target for me this week. And I would rather not put X on the block next to her because of the guy thing, you know, the guy thing, how there's not many guys left. And Derek's like, I really don't think that's a thing, to be honest. These women do not get along very well. I don't think that's an issue. And Kylan says, okay, what about this? Right? What about this? He has this whole idea. He says, okay, here's what I'm thinking. He's got these big, plastic tub lid covers. And he says, what if I bring everyone in and I ask them who they would want to target? A couple of questions. Like, I think what he ends up going with here, what I'm seeing is that he goes with, who's the most influential person in the game? Who's the biggest threat in the game? Who should I put up on the block? And he's going to ask them to put like little candies in the like slots of the underside of this tub lid. And then he's going to put those candies on his own thing. And he's going to keep track of who everyone says he should put up on the block. And then he wants to be like, okay, after all of that, he wants to go out to everyone and be like, this is who you guys chose. F y'all. That's who I'm putting up. He says, Derek's like, oh man, I wish I had done that. But the plan here though would be ideally Alyssa and X or Alyssa and Big D, as the people that he nominates. And he will get a sense of what people are thinking, and then he can just sort of like say, this is on the house, this is the house's decision that they have decided to nominate these people. And so that's kind of an idea that he's having here for the nominations.
Yeah, we've seen different iterations of this in the past, right? Where, you know, candy always gets involved. You got to use candy to make your decisions. I believe, and at this point, Taryn, this is where I don't remember my timestamps. Did I see this? And it was from this morning or not? It was from last night. But the whole, like, the recreating the memory wall, pretty much, to get this sorted, right? So I think that this is one of those things where I can't decide whether, like, it's Kylan. So I don't know if this is going to work out for him the way he sees it, putting it on the house like that, because the house, everyone is kind of self-interested and has their specific things they want. But I don't know. I feel like this isn't the move for him. I don't know. I don't like it.
Yes. Well, so he is going to, he's going to talk to Big D after this. He lets Big D kind of know he's thinking about Alyssa now. Hey, if the veto's used, then maybe Claire can go up as the backup target. Big D is going to essentially let him know that he is okay with being used as a pawn if that's what's necessary. And they are going to talk some more about, the women and how the women need to go.
There you go. Yeah. So Big D, big volunteer. For the
yeah. So that's basically what's happening last night. But it really bleeds right into, I mean, that conversation ended at 5 a.m. or so. I think they went to bed at like 5:30 a.m. Big Brother time, which is 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. So this update started about 2.5 hours later. And we are now, you know, 4 hours later at this point, since we've been going for almost an hour and a half. Honestly, even before this update started, they were already back at it. They got, I guess, about 2 hours of sleep. They approached Hannah and Kylan approached Xavier about this Alyssa target idea, and Xavier predictably did not take it well. Felt like it was not fair that his people are getting targeted yet again. His pushback seems to have influenced Kylan's decision back toward Claire as at least an initial nominee. So that is why things have gone back in that direction. So his thought process prior to having those meetings, which he did go through with as we were doing this update, he was going to put up Claire and potentially Big D. Then he discussed with Hannah, if the veto is won by whoever, then we will have an idea. We will have the option of backdooring Alyssa. If we can get X on board, if he's going to be super pissed and not let us do it, then maybe we just have to take out Claire. That is not Kylan's preference at this time, but they might have to go through with that. Otherwise, they would go through with a backdoor on Alyssa. That would be what Kylan would prefer to do at this time. But the nominations were looking like Claire and Big D at that time.
Yeah, I think honestly, If I have to decide who is the person that Kylan should be getting out amongst the people he's mentioned as options, I definitely think it should be Claire over Alyssa for him, because I think that Tiffany, you know, we've heard her say multiple times, like, if Claire has to go, Claire has to go. That may not be true. Like, right, she may not really want that to happen. However, because she said that, that puts him in a spot where if she goes, hey, you said you were cool with it, that is fine. Whereas I don't think X is going to be that forgiving. X is very much, you know, for he's about the cookout, but also he has been very self-interested with wanting to keep the Kings. And we saw this last week when he tried to rally for Christian a little bit. And I think 100% he's not going to be cool with Alyssa going back to back right after Christian. So, and I think that Kylan is more susceptible to losing X a little bit than he is of losing Tiffany, maybe even more than already what had been done. Because we knew and we know, no matter who he puts up this week, if Tiffany's in power next week, she's putting up Sarah Beth and Kylan, right? To make sure SB goes. So I think it makes sense for him specifically that Claire is the one to leave this week.
I mean, Claire, the cookout does not know it, but Claire is easily the most threatening player to the cookout at this point. Just before this HOH, she said she wanted to put up Xavier and Big D, which would have split the cookout in all sorts of different ways and been very bad for all of them. So Claire is the correct target for the cookout at large, but they do not know that. For Kylan, it's also not bad to target Claire because she has been gunning for him for a little while and she has been trying to undermine his game. She recognizes that he's a threat in the game. However, he also doesn't know that. Claire is not a bad option in that sense. However, Alyssa is also very dangerous to Kylan's game. She has always been talking about going after him, has never trusted him. So Alyssa is also a very good target for, Kylan. Taking out Claire also helps weaken Tiffany's power structure, which is obviously a good thing for Kylan. So honestly, Claire or Alyssa leaving, either one would be good for Kylan, at this point, especially if he's able to work his way back into the cookout. But he has not been able to do that so far. He's gotten back in with Tiffany a little bit, but with Azza now, he has lost some ground, and that's not going to be great. They told Tiffany that they were back on the Claire train as opposed to the Alyssa train, and she again did not fight back as opposed to what Xavier did. It's a reversal of positions here, as Xavier now being the one willing to fight and not be passive, while Tiffany is taking a back seat and could potentially be losing her closest and most valuable piece on the board here. So that will be interesting to watch. However, we did then get these meetings. Kylan asked them these questions. They put the candies down. They answered the questions. He said to the cameras, I saw that the answers were surprising to him. And he told Derek X afterward that he thinks he knows what he's going to do, and that it's surprising, but not surprising. That the answers, again, have, you know, sort of been enlightening. So I do not know if that means that he's changed his mind in any way. I don't think he's talked to anybody that he told his plans to, Hannah, Tiffany, or Xavier yet, to confirm what he is now thinking. If I had to guess, obviously the last we've heard is Claire and Big D. We don't have any real reason to suspect that he has changed those thoughts at this time. Again, I'm not even watching though at this point, so I can't tell you for sure. But yeah, I guess this is an update where the noms are about to happen in about an hour, and I still don't know for sure who's going up. But again, at this time, the most probable nominations will be Claire and Big D. Now, what this means as well is that if Claire is on the block, especially against Big D, I think she's going to feel pretty targeted, and she will likely go pretty hard for the power, the safety power, assuming that's what it is. If she has $75 as opposed to $50, she might have a decent chance at it. I don't know that Derek X would go hard for it. Hannah has said she does not think that anybody in the six should go hard for this first one, that they should save their money for future powers because they're going to be the more dangerous ones to the cookouts game. Tiffany is also likely to get that $100, may also not gun for it very hard. here. So it seems to me like Claire may have a decent chance at getting this safety power if this is where things go, if she does get that $75. And so there's a lot of different things that can still happen here, both with the nominations themselves, then with this power, and then, of course, what happens with the veto. Things are very much still up in the air, but it is definitely looking like either Claire or Alyssa are going to be going home this week.
Yes. While you've been telling us all of this, I've been trying to peek and see what's going on. This is a lot on the mind. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot cooking in my mental right now, but it would be pretty funny. And let me use funny lightly. If Claire, the person who out of everyone in that house clocked, hey, Big D needs to go soon because he will be someone that just makes it to the end and takes a spot that could have been for me. And if she's positioned next to Big D on the block, that's all going to come to life. Literally what she, out of all people, predicted is going to come to life, and she's going to feel pretty targeted. I just read what Kylan said about he was very surprised by the result. He said a pawn is going up and then someone not many people may have expected. What does that mean?
That sounds like
I don't
to
know.
Me.
It sounds more clear than it does Alyssa. I agree. And now he's talking to Sarah Beth. So apparently Sarah, Big D made it. This is at this point, I'm just like giving another extra bit of information. Big D made a joke about Sarah Beth and Kylan being like a couple. She didn't like that. She gets called into the diary room. When she comes out, Big D apologizes. So that's something I want everyone to look out for, is that this rising worry about this whole, like, the nature of Sarah Beth and Kylan's relationship, and if that's going to make the two of them feel distant as well moving forward, potentially. I want to look into that and see what happens. A lot of BB Bucks on the line today. We'll learn more about what the mechanics of this are. Like, is it going to be they're playing for a blind item, or will they know definitively what item they're playing for? That I don't know. I don't think we've been clarified on that, right?
Yeah, I mean, Julie said the power to take yourself off the block, but we don't know exactly what that means, or if that's what's going to be competed. They're going to be competing for, or if it's they have the option to compete for anything or whatever it is, right? So, I would say as we wrap this update up, the more I hear from Kylan, or at least read from Kylan, the more I am convinced he is still sticking with the Claire and Big D nominations for now. Again, that's not locked in by any means, but I would expect probably those nominations as they come up, I guess, in about an hour. And then we will get the high roller twist as well. Likely will happen today. And we'll get some kind of resolution on that as well. So lots of information to come as I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Puya, anything else that we need to bring up?
Ooh, you know what? I thought I had something, but I think I may have already forgotten it. So it's fine. It's cool. This has been, I'm not going to lie to you, this might be the most I felt like, do I have everything ready ever on a live feed update? But it's been fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch today. I hope everyone enjoys their feed intake, because, you know, the jury phase started in very nice fashion and it's only going to pick up from here. So definitely just enjoy yourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I am live watching the episodes with you guys, as well as talking through Big Brother and playing some games as well. I'll be playing some Among Us this weekend with Puya and the crew. So check that out. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Again, I'll be live tomorrow morning for the update. I'll also be live with Rob later today in the Patreon group to answer some of your questions. If you want to call in and chat with us, you can do so there in the Patreon group on Facebook. Let's see, we've got another update tomorrow. We've got lots of stuff coming your way. The exit interview, that's what I wanted to say. Again, the exit interview with Christian. Check it out. I thought it was a pretty good one. So you can check that out. It should be out right now. So find it, watch it, have fun. Puya, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Puyaism and on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I will be live 11 p.m. tonight with the pad. Going to be hanging out with everybody. Feel free to come through and hang out with. I recorded the Sexy Beast podcast this week, episode 5 and 6 with Jenny and Chappelle. That was a great time. Sorry in advance if you listen to that, but it was a good time. I promise you. I covered 90 Day Fiancé's finale with Liana. We talked all about the ending of the show. And then this upcoming week, I'll be having Rob on to talk about the part one of the tell-all for 90 days, so definitely come through for that. And I will be talking the finale of Love Island with Scally and Kirsten over on the Love Island wrap-up, so definitely come through there and watch that as well. And I believe that concludes the plugs here. I'm going to make another coffee now.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.